It's Saturday morning at the Dane County Farmers Market in Madison. Now, imagine this market represents the entire state of Wisconsin. Organizers say there will be about 15,000 people at the market today. If you apply percentages from the latest Marquette survey, about 3,500 of them would say they don't know enough about Senator Ron Johnson to have an opinion about him.
I know Ron Johnson's a grandpa. I saw the commercial where he changed the baby's diaper. He's old.
I believe the Senate is Russ Feingold and I don't remember the other one.
That was Pam Drow, Maggie and Patrick Petcher, and Kevin Cooley. What Kevin Cooley said about not knowing Johnson, but knowing Democratic challenger Russ Feingold, a former U.S. senator, that's a phenomenon also backed up by Marquette numbers. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
Senator Johnson has typically been somewhere between 5 and 10% less well-known than his co-senator, Tammy Baldwin, and that Russ Feingold was still better known than Johnson.
Farmers market attendees are happy to offer some ideas about why they don't know about Johnson. Mark Quinn of Madison says it's because Johnson hasn't sponsored any high-profile legislation.
He just hasn't been a high-profile man in Washington. Maybe that's his gig, you know, to just be a businessman, but you have to get things done. And he really hasn't authored anything of any consequence in the Senate.
Al Drow, also of Madison, references a major talking point of the Feingold campaign, that Feingold has visited all corners of the state, while Johnson has not.
He's out there amongst the people, where Johnson is more behind the scenes.
Asked this week why so many people don't know him, Johnson disputed the idea that he hasn't kept a presence in Wisconsin.
I travel around the state tirelessly. You know, I just quick did a little calculation, 130,000 miles logged with me behind the wheel. Now, that's when I've got a full-time job during the week in Washington, D.C. So that's, you know, when I'm back here in the weekends, I travel the state tirelessly, I listen.
When it comes to accomplishments, Johnson says his chairmanship of the Senate Homeland Security Committee has resulted in 83 bills being sent to the Senate floor. 23 of those have become law. According to Library of Congress records, Johnson has personally sponsored more than 150 bills during his time in office. 7 of those became law. But what about Johnson's thoughts on his name recognition in general?
God bless Wisconsinites for not paying attention to politics. I mean, I do not blame him at all.
That said, Johnson is certainly trying to get voters' attention, to introduce them to the man who's been their United States Senator for nearly 6 years. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.